This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
There he is.
Just here at our 2 o'clock, really close, about 20 yards out, everybody. 2 o'clock, 20 yards. You can see the swirl left on the water.
Good job, Captain Rick.
That was, as you heard, Captain Rick, very pleased with himself. He was the captain of our city cruise, whale watching cruise. Tim and I hung out with each other this weekend. It was kind of adorable.
Mm-hmm. We went on city cruises and enjoyed the beautiful day that it turned out to be on Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
Not even a cloud in the sky. After the Thursday storms just blew everything away and just a fabulous, fabulous weekend. There is nothing I like better than being on a boat. I love boats. I love the water. I love seeing San Diego. I loved everything about Saturday. And I love whales, man. I love being on boats. I love boats.
I know you do. You said it a lot when we were actually on it.
I even taught Tammy how to walk properly on a boat that's got waves involved.
You what?
Remember, I was telling you how to walk properly so people
didn't
fall.
I've been on these before, John.
Oh, damn. I helped you out. Why can't you just say it?
Okay.
Put those legs shoulder width and get your core ready to go.
Anyway.
God, I love boats.
Okay.
Anyway.
We saw dolphins. We saw whale a couple of times. We got to follow it around and see it breach for a little bit, which was really cool. And I forgot the name of that other fish that we got to see, white one that kind of swims sideways. Really cool.
It was like this, like a panfish. Was it a panfish?
I don't remember.
I forgot, too. Yeah. But, man, it was really good. I just love being in their home.
Yeah.
You got to show the respect that it deserves. You're in their place, man.
Exactly. And then when we got to come back into the harbor and all the sailboats that were out on Saturday, it was beautiful.
See? I love boats.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand why you're rolling your eyes.
Producer Jessica, you should have heard him on the cruise because it was, you know, like he was the captain of the boat.
Excuse me. Okay.
You know, when you out on sea,
you can make
you
fun
know,
of that.
When we do this, you know, they call it this, Tammy.
You can make fun of me all you want. I have very high aspirations when they get smart here and kick me out the door at KSON. Uh-huh. I want to be the guy that tells you what to look for when you're on the harbor cruise. I want to be that guy.
I think you would do a good job
at
that.
Thank you.
But you certainly did on Saturday.
Was I annoying?
No, you weren't annoying.
I get excited. Have I told you I love boats?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
And more importantly,
yes,
Tammy, a lot of people on that ship were tourists. They don't live here. And they were, what?
I know. I'm going to say
pardon
this because John was like, hey,
proud
excuse me.
Of where I live.
I know. I loved it, John. And he recognized a school logo from someone, which is a school in Madison, Wisconsin, which is where John and I used to work together. And so he went right up to him. Are you guys from Wisconsin? And blah, 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 blah.
I was in a very good mood.
You could have hosted that entire boat that day.
I kind of did, as it turns out.
Yeah, he did.
I got a couple tips. Thank you, City Cruises, and thank you for the whales for participating. And by the way, for the dolphins for showing off. It was a whale-watching cruise, but the dolphins, like, watch this. We're all going to jump together and hang out together. And they did everything to balance a ball on their nose, for crying out loud.
Well, that's what the seals were doing, because there was two seals, and we were coming in, who were arguing over the same corner of the dock to lay on. That was hysterical to watch. It was like the WWE.
Oh,
it was so funny.
How beautiful did our skyline look coming back into the
gorgeous.
Harbor with all those sailboats?
Gorgeous.
God, love boats. Yeah. Okay.
City Cruises, by the way, if you're not doing the whale watching tour, you can also do their dinner cruise and their bottomless mimosa cruise.
I kind of love the idea of maybe getting a bunch of listeners together and having a John and Tammy Harbor cruise one day.
Sure.
And having John host
John
the whole
can.
Thing.
Oh,
my God.
He will.
I would
gladly.
Love it.
Gladly.
I'll make some calls. Let's see if we can do it.
I am prepared. I'm ready to rock.
I know you are. You were practicing on Saturday.
Love boats.
Jessica, did you know that John loves boats?
Really? We'll get you a captain's hat.
Also, a reason why I was in a great mood is I was showing off our city, America's finest, to my buddy Dr. Jim, who's in town. He had his annual trip to San Diego, and Dr. Jim went into doctor mode while on a plane and saved someone's life.
Wow.
Totally true story at 7:35. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.